This morning, I want to continue our discussions on prayer. I want to talk about mercy, and I want to talk about thankfulness. Our scripture lesson is going to be from Luke 17, 11 through 19. And I want to read it. And then we'll discuss it a little bit and see what we have to be thankful for. It's Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met 10 men who were lepers, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the other 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, again, we just come to you to give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all the many blessings you give us, Lord. I just pray that that you speak through me this morning as we discuss this scripture, Lord. Again, just thank you so much for this wonderful congregation. Thank you for everybody that's here. Thank you for those that are watching online at home, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'm going to continue talking about prayer. I'm going to continue talking about prayer, and I kind of changed directions earlier in the week. I actually had something else I was going to preach this week, and part of my personal spiritual development, part of my personal discipleship, is I read the lectionary every week. And this was actually one of the lectionary passages. It's the gospel reading from the lectionary, and I thought, man, I need to preach this. There's some people that really need some healing. So the Lord kind of changed that again early in the week, and I've really enjoyed putting it together, and I need some healing this week. I really do. It's been a tough few months. I've been busy. I'm tired. I love you guys. I love what I do. I love what I do at school. I love what I do here. But sometimes I just need to rest. I'm going to do that next couple of days. I'm going to go out of town. So if you need me, you can call me. I'll answer your calls. I'll return your calls if I don't answer them. But again, I think there may be some other people this morning that need some healing, that may need some rest. You ever just need to be better? Have you ever needed to feel better? Have you ever needed to feel better? Have you ever been hurting and said, "Man, I wish I could just feel better"? Have you ever been in pain and just said, "Man, if I could only feel better"? You see, God wants us to feel better, but He wants more for us than that. He wants to make us well. A few years ago, well, from the time I was a teenager until a few years ago, I battled some back issues that were pretty tough. As I got older and arthritis started setting in, I started battling where I was down more than I was up, to be honest with you. At one point, I went down in July, and it took me a month or two to get back really on my feet where I could do stuff again. It was hard to work. It was hard to do the things I needed to do. Then I got better. I got better than October, the same thing. And, you know, went down again, and really I didn't get better. I had surgery the next February, on February 27th. I just prayed, "Lord, just make me feel better. I want to get up. Please make me feel better. He sent me to a great surgeon. I knew when I woke up that I was better. I could feel the bottoms of my feet again. My legs didn't hurt near as bad. I felt better. The surgery I had was a fusion, and it's a long recovery. I'm not used to being on my back. I'm not used to laying down. I'm not used to sitting down. I'm used to being up and going. I don't like sitting around. I like being busy. It's how I function. Every now and then the Lord sits me down. Again, I felt better. I felt better as soon as the surgery was over. I felt like walking that night. Matter of fact, it was flu season when I had it. In the hospital, I was supposed to stay in the hospital 5 days. 5 o'clock in the morning after my surgery, I told the doctor how good I felt. He said, man, there's so much flu here. I want to get you home. And he did the reflex test in my feet. And he said, man, I think it's worked. I said, I think it has. And I thanked him. I said, that's awesome. He said, if you can walk around, he said, I'm going to send physical therapy. If you can walk around, we'll send you on home. So I was supposed to be there 5 days. I went home the next day. Started walking regimen. Walking makes you feel better. Man, walking makes you feel better. But I was still limited. The recovery time was a year. Now, I went back to work sooner than that, but I couldn't do what I wanted to do. I couldn't do some of the other things I enjoyed doing, but I felt so much better. And as I laid there in the bed, when I was still laid up, I started praying and just giving the Lord thanks. Lord, thank you for making me better. Thank you for making me feel better. But you see, the Lord had more in store for me than just to make me feel better. The healing I needed was much more than a physical healing. In the time of my recovery, I prayed, and I prayed, and I read, and I read, and the Lord opened my eyes to a lot of ministries He wanted me to be doing, to a lot of things He wanted me doing. By the end of my recovery, not only was I better, but I was well. Not just physically. I felt better physically immediately, but I was spiritually well again. I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to get up and do the things I wanted to do again. And then spiritually, while I lay there, while I recovered, He talked to me. And again, I gave Him thanks. And He said, man, there's some things you need to be doing. Had I not been laid up on my back, I don't know if I'd ever heard His voice telling me what I need to be doing. I don't know if I'd ever been, I felt better, but I don't know if I would have ever been well with not for that. So today, I want to talk about spiritual healing, and I want to talk about physical healing. I've experienced both. I've received His mercy. And I'm thankful this morning. I've received His mercy when I definitely didn't deserve it. Have you ever received His mercy? Are you thankful? As we go through this text, I want to have those questions in our mind. Have you ever received His mercy, and are you thankful? See, at the start of our scripture, Jesus was on His way to Jerusalem. And He passed between Galilee and Samaria. And then when He entered that certain village, there were 10 lepers that called out to Him. When they recognized who He was, they called out to Him and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus called back to them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. Do you recognize Jesus this morning? Can you recognize Him? Can you call out to Him? Are you needing healing this morning? Are you needing His mercy? He's there. We can call out to Him. You see, Jesus told him to go back to the priest because that's to be pronounced cleansed and to be able to go back to normal life. They had to go back, and the priest had to actually inspect their skin to make sure they were truly healed. You see, leprosy was terminal. The only way to cure leprosy was a divine intervention. Those 10 lepers didn't deserve that mercy, but Jesus gave it to them. Jesus gave it to them. I'd like to say all 10 of them were thankful. We're going to find out later that one of them was. All 10 of them called for the mercy, but only one of them came back. Now, in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus tells us another story about healing the leper. And that leper, He actually touched him to make him clean. You see, when He touched him, Matthew tells us that he was immediately healed. You see, note the difference between those two stories, though. The 10, he just called out to and made them well, or healed them. The other one he touched. You see, that tells me that Jesus works in our lives in different ways. For me, he had to lay me down to talk to me because I wouldn't listen. He may talk to you in other ways. He may heal you. In other words, he may show you mercy in ways that he don't show me. Because the God we serve, too often we try to put him in a box. We try to make him the God we want him to be. And he's bigger than we can imagine. He's each one of our personal saviors. We call out, each one of us can call out to him. And he takes care of us differently because we're individuals. Again, Jesus just called back to him to say, go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. But again, too often, we don't give thanks. Too often, we don't give thanks. Again, we want God to be who we want God to be, instead of being what God wants us to be. We try to limit him instead of using his limitless power in our lives. You see, he is God. He is divine. We're not. But he shows us mercy. Have you ever received his mercy? And are you thankful this morning? You see, only one of the 10 returned. Only one of the ten returned. You see, there shouldn't be anything uncommon about the one return. He should have. He should have given thanks. Jesus cured him from leprosy. He should have gone and given him thanks. But what about the other 9? They didn't come. You see, the other 9 didn't think about coming back just to praise him or give him thanks. But one of them did. And when he came back, Jesus asked, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? I wonder how many times we're among the 9. I know I am, son. Sometimes I forget to give thanks. He heals me every day. He makes me well every day, and I forget to give him thanks. Again, how many blessings does he give us that we forget to thank him for? How many times do we have close calls when we're driving? How many times do we, Jesus work in our life, we don't even recognize it because we're so busy. He shows us this mercy every day. We're easy to call out to him when things are not going our way. When things are not going our way, we call to him. But what after he gives us what we've asked for, when he gives us what we need, when he shows us that mercy, do we thank him? Do we praise him? You see, beautiful days like today, man, the rainbow was beautiful. And then when I get to Chestnut Hill, I'm looking at the sky, I'm like, man, this is gorgeous. Do we thank God for the beautiful days? Now, the disasters, we call those acts of God, but what about the beautiful days? Are those not acts of God too? He shows us mercy every day. Have you received his mercy? Are you thankful this morning? In Psalm 107:31, David writes, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful goodness." Are we praising him this morning? Romans chapter 1, Paul tells us that the wrath of God is going to be revealed from the heaven against the unrighteous man. For when they knew God, they glorified him, not as God, neither were they thankful. Are we thankful this morning? Are we thankful? He showed us his mercy. Are we thankful this morning? You see, Jesus said to the man that returned to give thanks, he said, "Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well." Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. Jesus showed the same mercy to the 10. Jesus showed the same mercy. The same mercy was shown to the ten. He made them all. He cleansed them all of leprosy. But to the one that came back, he told him, he said, your faith has made you well. Again, he showed them all mercy, but the one had a response. Jesus showed him his grace, but one of them had a response. And he responded in faith. And Jesus says, your faith has made you well. Have you ever received his mercy? And are you thankful this morning? You see, the other nine were also healed of their sickness. But only one man came back to worship him. Are we worshiping him this morning? He's made us well. He's made us well. But again, Jesus truly meant when he said made him well, I think he's talking about a spiritual healing there. He physically healed all of them, all ten of them. But the one received that mercy and responded with faith. So when he's saying he made him well, some translations say made him whole. He's talking about a spiritual healing there. Going back to my story with my back, he made me physically better pretty quick. But it was over the course of the next few months that I prayed and I thanked him and I opened my mind and I started seeing him again, that he made me well. I started listening to him again. Again, physically I was better, but spiritually I was well. You see, being made well is a spiritual healing. Jesus is not, does not just heal us from our physical problems. He heals us from our spiritual problems. Again, then it's up to us to respond with faith. It's up to us to know where that mercy comes from. Mark 8:36 says, what should it profit a man if he gained the whole world but loses his own soul? In other words, we've got to continue to be looking for Jesus. We've got to know where that mercy comes from. Again, the main issue this morning is, are you well? Are we well? You see, we've all experienced the blessings of God. But are we worshiping? Are we giving Him thanks? We need to be cleansed spiritually. We need a spiritual cleansing. Are you like the one or are you like the nine? Am I like the one or am I like the nine? Have you received mercy? Have you received His mercy? And are you thankful this morning? As I close, I'm going to make a couple of statements and close with a question or two as well. But first, if you're here this morning and you're in need of His mercy, He's still sharing His love and His mercy with everybody today. You need to call out to Him. He loves you so much. Call out to Him. Do you need to be made well? Call out to Him. He'll make you well. Again, He loves us more than we can even imagine. Call out to Him. If you're here this morning and you need to experience this mercy, look to Jesus. Call His name. I'd love to pray with you. You may be receiving His mercy for the first time when you call out. Or you may be receiving His mercy over and over. He has an abundance of it. If you need to be shown that mercy, if you need to be made well spiritually this morning, call out to Him. Have you received His mercy? And are you thankful this morning? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank You so much for sending Your Son. Lord, thank You for sending Him to make us well. Not just to make us better, but to make us well, to make us whole. Lord, we know the only way to experience that wellness, that wholeness, is through a relationship with Him. Lord, thank You for showing us mercy. Thank You for showing us that mercy that we don't deserve. Thank You for being the awesome God that You are. Thank You for caring about me. Thank You for showing me that mercy. Lord, I'm sorry for the times I'm not thankful. When You show me that mercy each day and I'm not thankful, Lord, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Thank You for the service this morning. Thank You for the ability to come in our sanctuary and worship You. Lord, if there's anybody here this morning that needs to receive Your mercy, Lord, I pray that they get it today. I pray they call out to You, Lord. I know You'll show them that mercy, Lord. Lord, we need to be healed. We need to be healed individually. Our country needs to be healed. Our churches need to be healed. Lord, we know that You're still in the healing business, and I thank You. Lord, I pray all this in the name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.